Hey there, and welcome to the Maria Gonsalves podcast for mediumship, intuition, and tarot. I am your host, Maria Gonsalves, an evidential psychic medium, mentor, and author. And I created this podcast to get rid of the fear of developing your spiritual gifts. So if that sounds like your sort of conversation, then hit that subscribe button and listen in. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Maria Gonsalves podcast. I'm your host, Maria Gonsalves. And today I thought we would talk about the scary cards within tarot. So when I actually created this podcast, the intention was always to get rid of the fear of developing your spiritual gifts, because I think that's super important. And I know in the beginning of my development, there was a lot of fear, and it was just the people that I came across or just the not understanding. So today I want to talk about tarot cards and the four scary tarot cards. And as you're listening, maybe you're a tarot reader, or maybe you've received a reading and you know the cards I'm talking about that look scary. So I am talking about the Rider-Waite deck, where you're covering the Death card, the Devil card, the Tower card, which are all part of the major arcana. And then we are going to cover the Ten of Swords, which is part of the minor arcana. So when I say major arcana within the tarot, it's all about the major life events that are happening within your life. That's why it's called major arcana. And within the minor arcana, you have the four suits. But today I'm only talking about the Ten of Swords, so the suit of swords. And it's called the minor arcana because it's the minor things, the day-to-day things that happen within our life, as opposed to the major arcana, which are life-changing events. So let's start with the Death card. And I know a lot of people are terrified of that card, and I am using the Rider-Waite deck. So if you have the card and you're looking at it, I also want to say the Death card, if that comes out in a spread for you, it does not predict death. None of the tarot cards predict death. What could happen is the person that is reading tarot may be intuitive and see death around you, because some people do. I know sometimes I have seen it. Ethically, you're not to share that information because it's just wrong and you mess with people's heads, and that's not okay. But most people can't see people's death. And again, it's not in the tarot card. And then also remembering, just because you can feel into someone's death as a tarot reader doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. Remember, we have free will, and what the reader is tuning into is your energy now. It doesn't mean that it stays stagnant, because we never stay stagnant. We're always moving. Our thoughts and belief systems are always changing. So if they saw that in a year you would pass away or something, like, I don't know, it doesn't mean you will. You have free will and you have so much more power than you think you do. So I do want to remove that fear of the Death card. Again, it does not predict death, and no reader at any point in time during any reading should ever say that. It's not okay. I've actually been on the receiving end of that, where I went in for a reading and the reader felt it was their right to share the death dates of every single member of my family. I will say I walked out a little messed up, even though I know better. I teach this, obviously, but it still did something to my mind, and it took me a week to shake it off. So for those that are receiving readings, please note, you have free will and timelines change all the time. So whatever somebody sees doesn't mean that will come to pass. So I want to give you back your power. And for those that are psychics or mediums, intuitives, whatever title you choose to call yourself as you do readings, ethically, you shouldn't be sharing that information if you become aware of it. So that's just how I feel about that. Okay, so when people get the Death card actually represents transformation. It is the number 13th in the major arcana.
It's about the rebirth of you. So maybe I know for myself, when I was going through a divorce, I got the death card in my readings all the time because it was a transformative year for me. It was change. It was the old self was ending and a new self was rebirthing itself, whatever that looked like. But I was in the middle of transformation. And that could be moving, that could be the end of a relationship, that could be letting go of the past and creating a new future. And death can just mean endings to something, but always remember where an end happens, a new beginning is right there. And if you get this death card and it's in reverse, it could just be that you're resisting change. Or you may be stuck in the past and you just can't let go of the past. So I just want to simplify these cards for day-to-day things that happen within our lives because that is what the tarot is. It's that guidance for ourselves, or when we go and seek a tarot reader or an intuitive reader to read for us, it's just a guidance compass for us. That's it. Okay, and here's another card that I know a lot of people find scary. It is the devil card, and it is a number 15. And within the devil card, I find this one really interesting. So if you have the devil card, you'll see two people with no clothes on and they have chains around their necks. But as you look closer to the chains, they can lift them off their head at any moment. And yes, they're not wearing clothes, so they're feeling very vulnerable and very stuck. And if you just take a moment to reflect within your life, where have you ever felt vulnerable and felt stuck? And now, as you take another moment, as you reflect into the past, that was a story that you were in control of to change. So within the devil card, these are the stories that we tell ourselves to stay stuck. So, do you remember a time in your past where you told yourself a story, a belief that you had, which you perceive to be stuck and I can't get out of this situation? I'm stuck. Maybe it was a job, maybe it was a relationship. And now, fast forward into your life and look at the new story you've told yourself. Perhaps you quit that job. Perhaps you got the courage to leave that relationship. So, knowing that the devil card does not mean that some creature from down under, where there's fire and flames, is going to come out and get you. That's not what the card means. This is all about the stories we tell ourselves to stay stuck, the limiting beliefs, the negative mindset. But if we reverse this card, the devil card, all of a sudden the chains just naturally fall off. So we are finally free from the old limiting stories that we told ourselves, and we're finally ready to step in and create the new life we know we deserve. And we are embracing and moving forward. And this is all about shifting that mindset and having that positive mindset. So, are you guys with me so far? So, we did the death card, we did the devil card. Those are pretty intense cards. And now we are moving on to the tower card. I know when people see this one, they get a little bit scared because there's two people, they're falling off the tower. There's lightning and smoke, and it just looks like, oh my goodness, what's going on here? And there's fire. But really, the tower card, what I have renamed it, to be quite honest, is the truth card. Yes, it feels like someone revealed the truth or the universe revealed the truth to us and it shook our foundation. But now you can move forward because now you know the truth. But when you get the tower card, it's also shifting you, it's almost like forcing you to move. Or else we wouldn't move. Let's face it, we're creatures of comfort. And unless something comes to shake our world up, we ain't moving. We ain't gonna try new things unless we get nudged by the universe, pushed by the universe, whatever that looks like. So here, I'm actually also using my book, The Complete Intuitive Tarot Journal. So for those that want to learn tarot and you pick up the book, it goes card by card within the book. And you get to place your card in there and it breaks it down with all the clairs. So you get to know your card. So within the tower card, it's the unexpected news. So perhaps you're in a relationship and then suddenly the unexpected news could be somebody broke up with you or somebody had an affair. That'll shake up your world. But you know what? Maybe you're being moved because you weren't supposed to be in that relationship. You weren't aligned anymore with that person. And then when we reverse the tower card, guess what? If you look at the picture, you land on your feet. You'll be okay. So I just want you to know if you pick up this card, it will be okay. I went through a period of time where I got the tower card a lot for a couple of months. And when I tuned into the card for me, there were lots of shifts happening within my life, within my mediumship. And remember, we put these things on our vision boards, these dreams we have for ourselves. Well, to get there, you've got to go through the shifts. You've got to go through the uncomfortable change to realign yourself and uplevel yourself to get you to where you want to be in the end. We have to go through these experiences, but then it's part of our soul growth too. And I will say, it really isn't easy. But then when you look back on your life, was it worth it? Did it get you to where you needed to be? All those experiences built you to be the person you are today and continue to build you. Okay, next card. So we're done with the major arcana. And here's the next card is the Ten of Swords. So with the Ten of Swords, you'll see an image of a person and there'll be 10 swords stabbing them in the back. They're laying down. It looks like a pool of blood. And with the Ten of Swords, because I know I've heard people say, oh, that card predicts murder. It does not. Let's just be honest. Let's not stretch these cards. It doesn't predict any of that. That's just silly. What the card does do, it's an ending. It's the end of a cycle within your life. So it could be the end of a relationship. It could be the end of a friendship. It could be the end of a job. It all depends what other cards are within the spread to guide you to let you know what the ending is. But it is definitely an ending. It could be people stabbing you in the back, not physically, but just people saying things about you that are not nice and pretending to be your friend. Meanwhile, behind your back, when you're not in the room, nobody's defending you. So it could be that too. It is also the ending of an old chapter in your life. And then when we reverse it, all those swords, they fall out. So it's time to heal, time to begin a new chapter in your life. I really like that. I know we've gone through, I feel, the four scariest cards. When I've done readings, people always do the big gasp for air when they see the cards. They get scared. They think it means things it doesn't. So I'm just here to get rid of that fear. And I hope as you listen to this episode about the scary tarot cards, that it got rid of a lot of the fear. So for those that want to learn more about tarot, you can pick up my book on Amazon. It comes in three languages, so English, Portuguese, and Spanish. It's called A Complete Intuitive Tarot Journal. And it goes through card by card by card. And I find the tarot so amazing because it will open up your intuitive abilities if you choose to learn to work with the tarot. If you choose to learn to learn with oracle cards, that's fine too. It just depends how you want to open up your psychic abilities. There is no right or wrong way to do anything, to be quite honest. It's whatever guides your soul, whatever lights you up, whatever excites you, follow that. And then, most importantly, always, always, always trust your intuition. It will never guide you wrong. Thank you for tuning in and have an awesome day, everybody. Take care.
thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. You can go over to my Instagram at Maria Gonzalez Medium and let me know what you thought of today's episode. Would love to hear from you. Or join my free Facebook group. Link is on my website. And join the conversation. Again, thank you so much for listening.